Can you introduce yourself?
My name is AAA. I'm from Sudan, Darfur State.
And now you are living in the Galu squat. How is it here?
It's something, you know, I'm unable to describe it completely, but, you know, to somehow, you know, we are trying to live peacefully and to do our best to spend our time there, forget our purposes. Yeah.
What do you think about, what's your opinion about the situation in Calais?
Everybody knows that the situation here is so miserable and so bad, you know, and it is not suitable for human being to live. But over all that, you know, we are trying to make it a better place for living anyhow, but it's not acceptable anyway.
You were expecting that in Europe before coming?
No, completely no. It wasn't. When I come, you know, I came from disaster to disaster. And I'm not going to say my situation before is better than this, but what I expected to be better than my situation, but this is a disappoint me. This is not the place that I wish to find myself or in or to live in. Yeah.
And you know that this place is going to be closed, to be evicted quite soon. What's your opinion about it? What do you think? What do you feel?
Yeah, we have been told that, you know, this place, they will close it. And they're going to take us to another place. This place is so bad, and at least and we try, you know, to live in spite of that. And the place they are going to take us to, you know, it is also because we went there and we saw the place, and it is too far away from the city. It is outside the city, and it is just a jungle and grasses and water, and it is place of hunting, you know, and we will be isolated from the community, from everything. Yeah.
So you think it's not a good place to go?
No, it is not a good place, because, you know, there is many things that we are afraid from. Firstly, it is too far away from the city. And for those whom they are claiming asylum here, you know, it will be so difficult for them to move from that place to here to follow the process of their papers. And for those whom they are want to travel, it will be so complicated. And there is some, you know, good people here. They are trying to visit us from time to time, and they try to support us. And it will be so difficult for them to get us there or to visit us there. And the place itself, it's not a good place, because I went there and I witnessed the place. It is so complicated, as I told you before, and it is not a suitable place for living completely. And it is the same like this. But at least, you know, here in this place, we try to find, to live in peace. And at least, you know, it is inside the city. So when we go outside, there is many bad things may will happen to us. As you know that, now inside the Calais we live more than 4 or 5 groups in a different places, from different countries, from different cultures. So what do you think when they take us to that place and put us all together? It is so difficult to live together, because, you know, there may be, you know, there's fights, and there is a fascist in the street, you know, and we will be so away from the community, and we'll be easy to be attacked, you know, from another one, you know. And many bad things about the place itself. Yeah.
And other people here in the squats, they have the same opinion, or there are different opinions?
Yes. All the people, they agree, and they don't like to move from here. You know, the representative of the government, he visited us here before 10 days, I think, and he told us by the beginning of April we're supposed to move out of this place, and we have no choice. If we didn't, you know, there is will be evacuation by the police. Yeah.
And how do you see your future?
I come from dark to the darkness. Nothing changed. For me, my future is gloomy. At least I'm asking for peace. I'm asking for protection. Till now, I didn't see anything from that things that I come for. Yeah.
Do you want to say something more?
What I want to say exactly, you know? The community and the people, you know, here in France, they think that we are criminals, maybe. We are uneducated people, maybe. They disgrace us in the street, you know. They're trying to be away from us, you know. Just there is only a few people from the community. They are trying to visit us from time to time, and they are good friends. But the most of the people, they are not friendly with us. When we go in the street, you know, they shout on our faces, and they tell us many bad things. They have to know that we are not bad people. Our circumstances has taken us to this place. We came here to be apart from their community. We're asking for protection. We're asking for peace. We are not here to harm them. You see? And we came from our community for reasons. There is things happened and make us come to them. We are not come by ourselves. You know, we are not come here to destroy. We are not come here to spoil their life. You know? And we are not ignorance people. We are well educated. Some of us, you know, there is, if you search among us, you will find a doctor, you will find an engineer, we will find a teacher, you know. We came from good communities. We are come from very respectable families, you know. We are not, you know, that is all. Maybe in a such a moment, you know, I feel that, you know, I feel I'm speechless because there's many things happening, you know, day after day, and I can't describe them, but at least they have to know that we are human like them. We are not come from another planet. We are from the same, you know, from the same world, and we have the right to live, you know, as other human beings. Thank you.
Thank you.